Today's daf is Sukkah daf Dalid. We are 11 lines from the top of daf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba ben Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Ramoshe Chayim. So the Gemara at the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Aleph brought a braisa that discussed a bias she'ein boy arba amos al arba amos. So this is a house, but it's a very small house. How small? It's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. So if we assume an amo is 2 feet, it's approximately less than 8 feet by 8 feet. And the Braisa said that a house like that is potter from many, many of the dinim that pertain to a house. Potter min ha-mezuzah, umin ha-maka. It's excluded from the halachos of nigei batim. The laws of Bate Arachayma don't apply to a house that's so small. If someone builds a house like that, it wouldn't qualify him for him to be able to leave war. And then the Mishnah mentioned 3 halachos that relate to Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mevois. The Mishnah said, Ve'ein Ma'arvim Boy, Ve'ein Meshtatvim Boy, Ve'ein Menichim Boy Erev. So in order to properly understand this, we need a very, very, very little refresher as it relates to Erev. So Eruvei Chatzeros begins with a bunch of houses that open up into a common chatzar. The halacha is that even if all the houses have a din of a reshus hayachid, even if the chatzar is a reshus hayachid, midrabbanon, no one is allowed to carry in that chatzar unless the people in the chatzar make an eruv. An eruv, contrary to conventional wisdom, is not 2 poles and a string, but rather an eruv means that all the houses in the chatzar come together, they're mishtatev, and they buy mazon shtei sudos. They buy food. They take the food, they place it in one of the houses, and by doing that, however that works, now everyone's allowed to carry in that chatzar. There's a similar idea that's called shetufei mevois. Shetufei mevois deals not with houses making an eruv in a chatzar, but rather with chatzeros making an eruv in a mavoi. Many chatzeros open up into a common mavoi, same halacha. Even if all the chatzeros are a reshus hayachid, even if the mavoi itself is a reshus hayachid, but the people living in the houses that open up into those chatzeros would not be allowed to carry in the mavoi unless they make an eruv. In this case, the eruv is known not as an eruv, as a shituf. That's just semantics. It's shetufei mevois. Again, all the people in the chatzeros would have to contribute by mazon shtei sudos, place it in one of the chatzeros that open up into this mavoi. By doing that, everybody would be able to carry in the mavoi. So the Braisa said 3 halachos as it relates to a ruvei chatzeros shetufei mevois regarding a bayis she'ein boy dalet ames al dalet ames. Number one, ein ma'arvin boy. In order for a Ruvei Chatzeres to work, you need every house in the Chatzer to contribute. A house that's less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames doesn't count. It does not have to contribute. So if it wasn't Mishtatef in the Ruvei Chatzeres, no worries. It doesn't impact in any way the Ruvei Chatzeres. Ve'im Mishtatfim Boy. If you have a make Shetufei Mevois, every Chatzer in the Mavoi would have to contribute. What if you have a Chatzer that has one house that opens up into it, but that house is less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames? Again, even though that chatzar is not contributing, but being that that chatzar's house is less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames, it doesn't count, it doesn't matter, and the halacha is, it wouldn't impact the shetufei mevois. And finally, ve'ein menichim bo erev, as it relates to Ruvei Chatzeros, the halacha is that it had to be placed in a house. If the house is less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames, you would not be able to place the Ruvei Chatzeros in that house. Says the Gemara, on that note, ve'ein ma'arvim bo, ve'ein meshtat bo, ve'ein menichim bo erev. My time, what's the reason for all these halachas? Says the Gemara, it's one reason that explains all 3 of these halachas. Because a house that's less than Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames is considered to be a house that's loy chazi ladira. It's not a house that somebody can live in. And because it's not a house that somebody can live in, it's not considered a house regarding all these dinim of Erevin. Very straightforward. Now the Gemara makes a diak. The Braisa said, Eruvei Chatzeres ein manichim boy, ein ma'arvim boy, ein mishtatvim boy, and you can't place an Eruvei Chatzeres inside such a house. As the Gemara, we were talking about Eruvei Chatzeres and shetufei mevois. A ma'arvim boy, you can't make Ruvei Chatzeres with such a bias. A mishtatvim boy, such a bias doesn't have to contribute to shetufei mevois. And you can't place the Ruvei Chatzeres in such a bias. What's the diak? sounds like the shituf in Mavayis. You can't place in such a bayis. Avol shituf manicha by my time. What's the reason? Why is it that you can't place a ruvi chatzeres in a bayis she'im by dalad al dalad, but you can place shituf in Mavayis in a bayis she'im by dalad al dalad? So the Gemara says a geshmak is svara deloy gara michatzer shabem mavoy, because a bayis she'im by dalad al dalad, if it's not a house, what is it? It's the area that the house is in. The house opened up into a chatzer. If the bias is not a bias, then we look at it as being part of the chatzer. So it has a din of a chatzer. And as the Gemara is about to prove, you're allowed to place shetuf in mavoyis in a chatzer. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Ruvi chatzeres b'chatzer. Ruvi chatzeres is placed in a chatzer. Shetuf in mavoyis b'mavi. Shetuf in mavoyis is placed in a mavi. Vavinam ba. And in Masechtas Erevin, this was asked. Ruvi chatzeres b'chatzer. Is that where you put it? Ruvi chatzeres. Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, again, Masechtas Erevin, anois in a ruvi b'shar achsadr umrupesed. If somebody puts a ruvi chatzeres in a b'shar, an achsadr umrupesed, these are houses, but they're not really houses. They're entranceways. Umrupesed is more like a porch. Enoy Erev. The halach is, it's not considered an Erev. Vador sham enoy oyser. And if somebody lives in a base sharach sadro merpeset, being that it's not a proper bias, the halacha is he doesn't impact a ruve chatzeres, he doesn't have to contribute to the erev. So how could you tell me a ruve chatzeres bechatzer, you could put a ruve chatzeres on a chatzer, you can't even put it in a bias that's in the chatzer, that's not a proper bias. Ela emo. So the Gemara explained in Masechtas Erevin, a ruve chatzer is not bechatzer, but bayis shebechatzer. A ruve chatzer has to be in a house that's in the chatzer. The shetuf emavoyis bechatzer shebemavoy. The shetuf emavoyis is not in the mavoy, but it's in the chatzer that's in the mavoy. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between where you put the ruve chatzer, where you put the shetuf emavoyis. The physical erev, the proverbial box of matzos. In a case of a ruve chatzeres, you find the house. In the case of shetuf emavoyis, you find the chatzer. Oh, being that shetuf emavoyis is put in a chatzer, v'haylagar mechatzer shebemavoy, the bayis she'im by dalet, al dalet is not any worse than the chatzer shebemavoy, and it's for that reason you can place a shetuf emavoyis in a bayis she'im by dalet al dalet. In other words, a bayis she'im by dalet al dalet is not considered a bayis regarding the halachas of a ruve chatzeres and shetuf emavoyis. L'may nafkimina, if you have a house she'im by dalet al dalet that opens up into a chatzer, it doesn't have to contribute to the ruve chatzeres. If you have a house she'im by dalet al dalet that opens up into a chatzer, that opens up into a mavoy, that chatzer doesn't have to contribute to the shetuf emavoyis. As it relates to placing the Erev, you cannot place a ruve chatzeres in a bayis she'im by dalet al dalet. You can place a shetuf emavoyis in a mavoy. You can't place shetuf emavoyis in a bayis she'im by dalet al dalet. The reason is because a ruve chatzeres has to be placed in a bayis. If it's in by dalet al dalet, you didn't put it in a bayis. Whereas shetuf emavoyis is placed in a chatzer. A bayis she'im by dalet al dalet is not a bayis, but it's also loy gara mechatzer, and it's for that reason you would be able to place it in a bayis she'im by dalet al dalet. The next halacha that the Braisa mentioned was also negeya erevin, although not a ruve chatzeres and shetuf emavoyis, but rather negeya a ruve tchumen. So the basic concept of tchumen is that every yid on Shabbos has a tchum. Tchum is he's allowed to walk around the area that he's residing in on Shabbos. If it's a city, he can walk around the entire city. Plus, he can go alpayim amah, 2,000 amos, l'chol ruach, in every direction. And there's a halacha that when it comes to defining what a city is, if there's a hut, a house, that's within 70 and two-thirds amos. That's the number Chazal gave. From the outer limits of the city, that house extends the city limits, so that the tchum doesn't begin from the city limit, but it's from that house that quote unquote extended the city. So said the Brice of Ein Oysen Oysa Ibur Ben Shtei Ayores. If you have a bayish in by dalet al dalet, that bayish doesn't have the ability to extend the city. What's the chiddush? Because when you learn Masechtas Erevin, you learn that you don't really need a proper house in order to extend the city. Even burgenin, which means a very inferior type of city, it's almost like a sukkah, coincidentally. It's a hut that the Shoyme Peiros or people that used to catch birds would stay in, that has the ability to extend it. So really what the Brayis is saying is that this bayis she'im by dalet al dalet is not even considered like burgenin. So the Gemara says, my time, why should it not even be considered like burgenin? Because burgenin chazik lemilsayo, the burgenin at least serves a purpose. V'haylei chazik lemilsayo. This bayis she'im by dalet al dalet doesn't serve a purpose. Meaning the burgenin is a hut, it's a shvacha bayis, but it is what it is. Someone that has to watch fruit, someone that's catching birds, can stay in this borgenin and he can do his job. A bayish ein by dalad al dalad is not used for someone that watches fruit. It's not used for someone that catches birds. It's also not used to live. So the bayish ein by dalad al dalad, even though it's technically bigger, maybe more impressive than borgenin, but functionally, it does less than borgenin does. And it's for that reason that halacha is, even though borgenin has the ability to extend the city regarding eruvei techumen, this bayish ein by dalad la dalad does not. And finally, the last halacha of the braisa was ve'ena achin v'hashutfin chalkin by. If brothers are dividing a yerusha, or if partners are dividing some sort of business, so the halacha is if you have a bayish ein by dalad la dalad, they can't force each other to divide it. In other words, if two people want to divide something, they can do it. You could always divide things. The question is, if you have two brothers, they're dividing an estate, and there was a bias, and they want to split up this piece of real estate, and it's in by dalad al dalad. So they can't force each other to split it because it's not significant enough. You're going to have a half of a bias, she'in by dalad al dalad. You're going to have a half of a bias, she'in by dalad al dalad. So you can't force the yachloiku with such a small house. Says the Gemara, time to less be dalad amas. It sounds like the reason you can't force it is because the house is so small, it doesn't have dalad amas. So it's by dalad amas. If it would be four amas, chalkin, meaning each partner would have to take two amas. We learned in the Mishnah, in chalkin es hachatzur, ad she'in by arba amas lezeh, v'arba amas lezeh. We learned a Mishnah that talks about this exact case, how small can a house be where the partners would be able to force each other to divide it. And the halach is not dalet amis, but it's dalet amis lozeh, and it's dalet amis lozeh. It has to be at least eight amis. So from our brisa, it's mashma four amis. From that mishnah, it's mashma dalet amis lozeh, which means it has to start off being eight amis. The Gemara says, you're right, Ella Ema, you have to say, this brisa is talking about a completely different halacha. Not ein cholkin, but rather ein boy din chaluka b'chatzer. And what is this referring to? It's referring to the following idea. Amr avuna avuna set chatzer. When brothers divide a chatzer lefi pisachea mischalekes. So a man died and he left over four houses. One of the brothers took three of the houses, the other brother took one house. Let's assume the one house was equal in price, in value, to the three houses. So the halacha is that when it comes to dividing the chatzer, you don't divide the chatzer 50-50, but rather the brother that got three of the houses is going to end up getting three-fourths. He's going to end up getting three-quarters of the chatzer. Because the chatzer is mischalekes lefi pischeo. It's based on the way that the chatzer services the houses. In other words, the purpose of the chatzer is to service the house. So if one brother got three houses and one brother got one, so the brother got three, even though they're smaller houses, but and value-wise, they're equal to the one, but he's going to end up getting three-quarters. He's going to end up getting 75% of the space of the chatzer. That's Rav Huna Shita. Chatzer lefi pisachem mischalakas. Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda said no. Meaning, I agree, Rav Chizda said the chatzer has to relate to the entranceways, the psachim, the houses that open up into the chatzar, but not as dramatically as you said, Rafuna, but rather noisin l'chol pesach u'pesach arba amas. The way it works is that for every pesach that a person has, you get four amas. So for example, in this case, the one that got the three houses is going to, right off the top, take 12 amas. The one that got the one is going to take four. So he's already eight amas in the head, and then they're going to end up dividing the rest. Vashar chol kenoise b'shava. The point is that you see a bias gets you more in a chatzar when it comes to a yachloiko. If you have three batim, you have one bias, machloik is Rafun Rav Chizda, exactly how this works. But everybody agrees that lefi psachem mischalekes, that if you have more entranceways, if you have more houses, more front doors, you're going to end up getting more landscaping. You're going to get more in the chatzar. That's what the Brayis is saying. This idea is hanimili bias to mahavikoi yohiv nalei chatzar. A bias, that's dalad amas al dalad amas. That's a functional house. It's a house you can live in. So over there we say lefi psachem mischalekes. Hi, but a bias she'im by dalad al dalad delemistar koi. A bias like this that is not chazi ladira, it's going to end up getting knocked down. Lo yavin nalei chatzar. In this case, you don't get a chatzar. This concludes this portion of the daf. And just to review conceptually what we just did, the Gemara brought a braisa that says a bias she'im bayar ba'amis alar ba'amis, that's not considered a bias. And it's negay so many different halachas, mezuzah, makah, tumas negah, and bati ari choyma, in chayzer nolav me'orcha imelchama, a whole bunch of halachas related to erevin, different dinim as it relates to partners and brothers, dividing an estate, dividing a business. Why are we talking about it? Because you see that a bias that's not dalad amas al dalad amas is not considered a bias. But here's the punchline. The Gemara says that that's only true according to most Tanaim when you're dealing with a diras kva, when you're dealing with a bias that people live in permanently. But when it comes to sukkah, even though a sukkah is a bias, even though a sukkah is a dira, tse midiras kva and enter a diras aroi. It is a dira. And as we're about to see now in the remaining of the daf, where we're going to get into some of the lumdus of Masechta Sukkah, it's critical to understand that a sukkah is a bias, but it's a diras aroi. It's not a diras kva. And because of that, a lot of halachos of bias don't apply to a sukkah. And this is the first that we've really met. And that is that a bias ordinarily needs to be dalet ames al dalet ames, but a sukkah does not have to be dalet ames al dalet ames. How big does a sukkah have to be? Machlokes b'shamay b'sil. According to b'shamay, it has to be zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim, big enough for a person to be able to fit his head, most of his body, roishoy verubay, v'shulchanei and his table. According to b'sil, it has to be vav vav. You don't have to be able to fit your table there. It has to be roishoy verubay. This is one of the six places that we pass in like Peshamay. So we passkin that it has to be Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim. Now there is a Shitas Rebbe that we saw briefly that we're going to see again that says that just like a bias, a diras kva, as we saw in this braisa, has to be a dalet ames al dalet ames, a diras aroy, a sukkah osta has to be dalet ames al dalet ames. But that's only Shitas Rebbe. And we don't passkin like Rebbe. We passing like Bishamai that a bias as it relates to sukkah does not have to be dalet ames al dalet ames. If it's zayin tvachim al zayin tvachim, which is much smaller than dalet ames al dalet ames, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to go knee deep into the sugyas of sukkah. So sukkah has a very lumdisha component. There are many yeshivas that learn Masechta Sukkah. It's part of the yeshiva machzer. In some yeshivas anyways. And it's because there's some real intense lumdisha sugyas, Daifin Akuma, Lavud, Psal Hayotze Min HaSukkah. And today's daf, we're going to see a little bit of a background of some of these ideas. And really, most of what we're going to talk about in today's daf, the Gemara, in some place later, for the most part, in the first parak, is going to get into a little bit more be'iyun. So the Gemara on Daf Dalet is discussing some iyun sugyas very daf yoimidig, ironically. But the point is, it's going to be a little more smorgasbord style as it relates to some of the real geshmak sugyas that are to come as it relates to Masechta Sukkah. In fact, Rashi gives a little bit of an introduction to what we're about to do. It's two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So Rashi says the Gemara is about to introduce Piskei Shmuos Shel Kol Bnei HaYeshiva Shehayu B'Medrashay Shel Rav Ashi Shesidru HaGemara. So if you can visualize it, Rashi doesn't do this very often. So Rav Ashi's base was the Masadr of the Gemara, Ravina Ravashi. That's the answer to the terrific question. Who wrote Talmud Bavli? It's Ravina Ravashi. Who wrote Talmud Yerushalmi? Rabbi Yochanan. That's a whole other conversation. But Ravina Ravashi were the ones that wrote Talmud Bavli. But apparently Ravina Ravashi had what we would call today a team of Bachrim and Yungalite that were working on being Masadr, the Talmud Bavli. He had a Beis Medrash. And we're about to learn Piskei Shmuos that were discussed in the yeshiva of Ravashi, Shesidru HaGemara. So these were just like random halachas related to Sukkah that the Gemara is going to about to present us. And the Gemara is going to begin with the Sukkah that the Masechta began with, and that is a Sukkah Shehi Gevoya L'mayla Me'esra Mama. Zok de Gemara. Hoysa Gevoya Me'esra Mama. A Sukkah that was Gevoya Yoiser Me'esra Mama. That's the first halach in the Mishnah. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it's kosher or apostle. The Chachamim say, Sukkah she Gevoya L'mayla Me'esra Mama P'sula. Rabbi Yehuda said, kosher. We saw four reasons why such a Sukkah would be possible. But of course, we pass like the Chachamim, that such a Sukkah is possible. So says the Gemara, Yoiser Gevoya Me'esra Mama U'ba L'mata. And a person wanted to reduce the distance between the bottom of the sukkah and the top of the sukkah. Now, just to be clear, a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla me'esra mama, without going back into all the reasons why it would be possible and all the different nafgaminos lahalacha, but one thing is clear. It's possible if the distance from the floor of the sukkah to the schach, which is the roof of the sukkah, is l'mayla me'esra mama. That's the only thing we care about. Meaning, if you measure the sukkah from the outside and it's gavoy me'esra mama, nobody has a problem with that. The wall could be 9,000 amas. That's not an issue. The issue is if the floor to ceiling is gevoy yoyse me'esra mama, it's a problem. So in theory, it'd be possible to kasher a sukkah she gevoy l'mayla me'esra mama by placing something on the floor, lifting the floor of the sukkah, so that if you measure floor to ceiling, it's no longer going to be yoyse me'esra mama. So it says the Gemara, yoyse gevoy me'esra mama, if the sukkah was yoyse me'esra mama, uvalamata, now you want to be m'mayit. And how do you do it? Bekarim v'kasle. So you place pillows and blankets and a bunch of cushions, so if they have some sort of height, that let's say it's an amma, it's two ammas. So now if you measure floor to ceiling, it's pachas miyaser mamo. So the halach is loy havi mir. It's not kosher. It's not okay. It's still going to be possible. Va'afag after batlino lekulu. Even if you left it there, meaning in your mind you decided that this is going to remain there, it's not something that you are going to take back, meaning you're going to leave it there. The halach is, it's still not okay. Mishum de batla daita yetzel kaladim. Because people don't live karma kastas on a floor for 7 days. That's the point. The point is that if you want to reduce the space between the floor and the ceiling, if you want to lift with a platform the floor of the sukkah, that's okay. But it has to be something that's at least going to be there for 7 days. Karma kasas, nobody leaves in a sukkah for 7 days. They're too valuable. It's going to rain. Somebody might steal it. An animal might come. And you're not going to leave it there for 7 days. So meaning you're not going to leave it there for 7 days. Rashi. She'ein soifo lohaniach shom kol zayin. You're not going to leave it there for 7 days. Mipnei hefsed mamoyne. The last Rashi on Tav Gimel Amud Beis. So meaning that you're not living it there for 7 days. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be kosher. And the chiddush is, even though you are mevatel it, you said l'shem yichud, hineni muchanam zuman, I'm leaving it there for 7 days. I want this to make my sukkah kosher. It doesn't matter. But l'dayto yetzel kol adam. Nobody does it. You can't either do it. This is a chiddush that you find in many, many areas in halacha, many sugis and shas, that you can't behave in a way that nobody behaves and have that impact halacha. But l'dayto yetzel kol adam. If nobody does it, even if you do it, it's not going to work. Similarly, says the Gemara, Teven Ubitloy. Let's say somebody put straw and he was mevatel the straw. Havimir, that's okay. Because straw, even though it's valuable, it's not as valuable as karim v'kasta. It's not as valuable as these pillows and these cushions. So if somebody would put straw and he would have a mind that I want to be mevat, I want to leave it there, so the halach is, it would be considered a bit of a kol shekein afer. Dirt is even less valuable than straw. So if somebody says, I'm putting dirt, I want to act as a platform to lift the floor of my sukkah, so it won't be gevaya yoysem yasser mamo, ubitloy, and he had a mind to leave it there. So again, there the halach is, it's going to be mevatalit. So if someone puts karim v'kasta, he's mevatalit, it's not okay. Botla daita. If somebody puts teven or afar in his mevatlet, then it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, teven ve'in asal lefnois. What if somebody put teven? Somebody put straw there. He wasn't mevatl the straw. However, the person knows for a fact, and we know for a fact, that he's not going to need the straw over the next 7 days. Or afar stam. If somebody put afar, you put dirt, and he wasn't mevatlet, we don't know whether he's going to need it or not. Meaning, we don't know that he's not going to need it, but we also don't know that he is going to need it. So in those two cases, machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. That's already machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, whether that would count or that wouldn't count. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Vayit Shamilu Teven Oitzroiros. Now the context to this Mishnah, Rashi says, is a Mesechtes Aholos. So Aholos 101. The halacha is, if there's a mace that's inside a bias, so anything that's inside the bias is Tameh. Not just that, the halacha is that the Tumah that's inside the bias can sometimes be baikeya. It can be pirates all the gedarim. It can crack through this roof, and it can even be metama, something that's on top of the bias. Now, the only time tum is baikeya is if the house is completely closed up. So if the house is completely stuffed, there's things that's inside the house. So ironically, if it's stuffed, that's when the tum is able to go. However, if there's a halal tefach, if there's a gap with nothing inside the bias itself, even if it's only a tefach thick, which is very, very small, so the halach is that would protect, it would contain the tumah, and it wouldn't allow the tumah to break through the roof to be metama something that's on the roof. So the Mishnah in Masechtas Aholos is discussing what's considered filling up a house to say that if the house is full in that way, the tumah would be able to break through. So the Mishnah says, if you have a bias that was filled with teven, sorry, it was filled with straw, or was filled with rocks, what we refer to as afar, ubitloy, and you are mevatel mevotel on, then for sure it's going to be batel. Now the Gemara makes a dig, bitl in mevatel, only if you mevatel it. So teven and tzoriris, if you mevatel it, it's considered batel, it's considered there, and therefore it impacts the laws of aholis. The Tani Aloba, we learned in the Brice, Rabbi Yosef, he said, you don't have to be mevatel it. But teven, if you put straw, even if it's ain asal lefnoi, so even if you are mevatel it, as long as we know you're not going to need it, hareoka offer stam, it's like offer stam, we're offer that you, we don't know that you're not going to need it, but we also don't know that you're going to need it, ubatel, and that in and of itself is going to be enough for it to be batel. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is arguing with the Chacham. The Chachamim say the only time even Tevin and Tzroiris is considered mevutel, it's considered batel, is if you had a mind to be mevatel. Rabbi Yosi said it's possible for the thing to be batel even if you didn't have a mind to be batel, mevatel it, such as Tevin, as long as we know for sure you're not going to need it, and offer, Even if we don't know for sure you're not going to need it, as long as we don't know that you're going to need it, as long as it's not. Rabbi Yossi said, "Asfar v'asat lefnoi." So what if it's also we know for sure you're going to need it? That's like tevin where we don't know the light bottle. It's not going to be bottle. But the bottom line is what you see in that Mishnah Masechtas Ahava is that when it comes to tevin and offer, even without being mevatel it, according to Rabbi Yossi anyways, it's possible for it to be bottle. Offer, which is the lowest level, nobody really needs offer. So even stam offer, right, has very little value. As long as it's stam, we don't know for sure you're going to need it, it's considered bottle. Tevin, which is a little more valuable than offer, you would have to know a nasad lefnoisai, that you're not going to want it. But you don't have to mevatel it. As long as we know that you're probably not going to need it, it's an ein asad lefnoisai, then in and of itself would be enough. But you see that it's only Rabbi Yossi that held that way. Chamim didn't hold that way. So the Gemara is just telling too that just like Rabbi Yossi and the Chamim argued regarding tevin, ein asad lefnoisai, and offer stam regarding the halas, the same exact machlokes we're going to have regarding sukkah. So basically we're talking about, this is the first halacha, sukkah shegevoya b'mayla me'aser mama, you're trying to be memayit, so it shouldn't be any more gevoya yoiser may Esther Mama, how will you memay it? By creating a platform, by lifting the floor. So the question is, could you do it or not? The short answer is, yeah. The long answer is, it depends. Did you use Karim Vekastos? Did you use Tevin? Or did you use Offer? If you use Karim Vekastos, it's not possible. Even if you mevatel it, it doesn't matter. If you use Tevin and Offer, and you mevatel it, for sure it's going to work. What if it was Tevin Va'offer and you were mevatel it? So according to the Chachamim, it's not going to work. According to Rabbi Yossi, it could work. In fact, Offer, even stam, is considered bottle coin to Rabbi Yossi. Tevin, stam is not considered, but at the same time, you don't have to be mevatel it, as long as we're, from our perspective, it's ain't asad lefnoisai, we don't think you're going to need it, that's going to be okay. So basically, we're discussing three categories, just to put it all together. Karim Vekasta is tevin and offer, and we're discussing three attitudes. I was mevatel it, I wasn't mevatel it, but ain't asad lefnoisai, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to need it. And we're discussing stam. And really, depends on whether we're dealing with the Karim Vekastos, the Tevin, and the Offer. The Karim Vekastos is the most valuable. Tevin is the next most valuable. Offer, of course, is the least valuable. In some cases, everybody agrees. In some cases, it's going to be a Machlokes Rabbeis and the Chachamim. The Machlokes Rabbeis and the Chachamim was discussed in Hilchos Aholos. But Divrei Torah are Aniyim Kan, Vashirim Kan. We're applying the Machlokes Rabbeis and the Chachamim in Hilchos Aholos to Hilchos Sukkah. Next, one of the Piskei Shmuos that were discussed by Ravashi's team when they were Masada the Gemara. If the sukkah was Yosef Me'asra Mama, v'hutzim yardim b'toichaf ama. And there were hutzim. So there were leaves or branches that were protruding down to within 20 amas. So again, we're discussing the first Mishnah of the Masechta. We're discussing the first sukkah of the Masechta. A sukkah shigavoya l'mayla me'asra mama according to the Chachamim is going to be possible. But there was a little bit of schach that was hanging to within Asra mama. So if you would measure from the bottom of the schach, again, it's hanging in, then you would have a kosher sukkah. If you measure from the top of the schach, you would have a pasul sukkah. So what do? You measure from the schach, that's the main primary body of schach? Or maybe you can measure from the bottom of these hutzim that are hanging down. So the Gemara says as follows, Intzlasim ruvim mechamasim, if the hutzim that are hanging down are so plentiful that if you would use them as the schach itself, there would be more shade than schach. In other words, it's in and of itself a kosher body of schach. Just to review, the Mishnah said that in order for schach to be kosher, it has to be tzlosoi merubay mechamasa. If it's chamasa merubay mitzilosoi, it's possible. Tzlosoi merubay chamasa means it's more shade than sun. Chamasa merubay mitzilosoi means it's more sun than shade. What if it's 50-50, by the way? Tzlosoi merubay chamasa is kosher. Chamasa merubay mitzilosoi is possible. The Gemara is going to talk about that if it's 50-50. But the point is, in tzlosoi merubay mechamasa, if there's more shade than sun, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because then you can look at the hutzin as an independent body of schach, that's within 20 amas from the floor, it's going to be okay. Vim lav, if it's not slasim ruba mechamasa, meaning it's chamasim ruba mitzilasai, psula, then it's going to be possible. Because the hutzim is not schach. So what is the schach? It's the top. The top is yoisim yasir mama, so it's going to be a problem. What if it was in the reverse? What if the sukkah was 10 tfachim? So the minimum shear of a wall of a sukkah is 10 tfachim. We saw that in the Mishnah as well. If she'ina gavaya asar tefachim is possible. That means in order for a sukkah to be kosher, the walls have to be at least 10 tefachim. Hutzim yartan l'teichiyot. And again, the hutzim were hanging to within 10 tefachim. So sover Abaye l'meimra. Abaye said, oh, it's the same thing in the reverse. Meaning, im chamasim ruba mitzilasim sheira. As long as the hutzim are chamasim ruba mitzilasim, as long as the hutzim are not enough that it's its own body of schach, it'll be kosher. Because what's the schach? It's the top layer. The top layer is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's like this, you have kosher schach, so it won't be a problem. But if it's loss of Ruben Mechamasi, so now it's less than 10 tefachim, it's going to be a problem. Amalei Rava, so Rava told him one line that we're going to go through really quickly, but really this line is one of the maftechos, one of the shlislach, in terms of understanding Masechta Sukkah properly. And that is, he told him, Hadira Sruchahi, Fe'ein Adam Darba Dira Srucha. He said, that's a Dira Srucha, it's a Fashtinkin Adira. And a person doesn't live in a Fashtinkin Adira. Meaning, Rava told Abaya, Abaya, you sing very good. You worked it out perfectly. You have a Sukkah, it's 10 Tfachim. You have Schach, it's Zion al Zion. It's a nice Sukkah. Now you have Hutzim that are hanging in, but the Hutzim are not an independent body of Schach. It's Chamasim Ruba Mitzilasa. So based on that, you should have a Kashra Sukkah. Rava told Abaya, you're 100% right. You checked off every single box. You have the walls are good, the schach is good, the shear is good, everything is fine. But there's one problem, Abaya. It's not a dira. Nobody's going to live in a sukkah like that. Because if it's only 10 tefachim and there's hutzim hanging in, even if it's chamasim merubim mitzilasa, but it's a dira srucha. And a dira srucha is not a dira. What does this sound like? This sounds like Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that Rav Chanan bar Rabba said in the name of Rav that the reason a sukkah should gevoy l'mayla miyas Rav is psula is because it's a lul shal tarna goylem. It's only when it's such a small sukkah that it's literally zayin al zayin, and it's then that it's a problem. What does it mean it's a lul shal tarna goylem? It's a place for chickens, not a place for people. And this is going to be very important because we're going to see that the laws of sukkah lace with the laws of Shabbos and Erevin and all the dinam of Mechitzos. But it's important to remember that when you learn Shabbos, let's talk more about this, what you're trying to establish is Mechitzos. When you learn Sukkah, what you need is a Dira. And that's what Rava told him. Rava said, you can check off every single box. You can be Mekayim every single Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and you can miss the ball. That's true. You have the wall, you have the schach, you have this, you have everything. But at the end of the day, Rava said, it's not a dira. Who's going to live in a dira like that? And at the end of the day, a sukkah is a dira. It's a dira sarai. It's true. It doesn't have to be talan amas al talan amas like we saw in the beginning of the daf. But at the same time, it does have to be a dira. Not halacha. I used to give me Yasser Mamo. A sukkah that was gevoya Yosef Master Mamo. Ubanaba itzaba. So the person made a platform. Again, he's trying to do what the person in the previous Gemara was trying to do. He's trying to minimize the distance from the floor until the ceiling. And what he did here was, he didn't put karm vakastis, he didn't put straw, he didn't put offer, he built a proper, a gehediga platform. He did something very impressive. Now, this platform was zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim. That's very important. It was the shear of a sukkah. It was zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim. Now, where did he put the platform? Kineged doifin emtsoi. He put it along the middle wall. So, Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that a stam sukkah has three walls. Stam, good to know. Stam sukkah doesn't have four walls. Usually think we have four walls. No, stam sukkah has three walls. So there's three walls, there's two side walls, and then there's one doifen or emtsoi. There's one wall that connects the two side walls. So he put the itztaba along the length of the side wall. So it's touching the two side walls, and it's going along the doifen emtsoi, that back wall. So the halacha is, the yeshba hechsher sukkah, as long as it has a hechsher sukkah, meaning it's zayin tvachim, a zayin tvachim, ksheiro, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. And the reason it's going to be kosher is because we can look at the itztaba now as being the floor of the sukkah, and if the itztaba has height, so that from the top of the itztaba until the schach, it's not yoyse miyasr mama, so the whole sukkah is going to be kosher. Again, what does the sukkah have to have? It has to be zayin tvachim, a zayin tvachim, the itztaba zayin tvachim, a zayin tvachim. It has to have three walls, it's attached to all three walls. You lodged it perfectly where it's touching all three walls. It's less than 20 amas. This kosher is chach on top. So you're done. So meal, the sukkah is going to be kosher. So really, if you look at the sukkah from an amateurish perspective, you would think, no, the sukkah is gevoy yosem yasser mama. Yeah, but that's if you measure from the floor. If you measure from the top of the itztaba, then it's going to be less than yasser mama. And that's what the Gemara is saying. You're allowed to measure from the top of the itztaba. And based on that, it's going to be less than yasser mama. Now, Rashi Shtels Tzu, a Gemara later on Daf Yud Testament Aleph. And that is, not only is the sukkah on top of the itztaba going to be kosher, but the whole sukkah is going to be kosher. So if you want to sit, not on the itztaba because you're afraid of heights, but instead you want to sit on the floor, that's also going to be kosher. Rashi says it's based on the Gemara, Psal HaYotze Min HaSukkah, Nidain Kesukkah. If you have a sukkah and there's a little bit of schach that's protruding outside the sukkah, and you sit underneath that schach, that's also kosher. As long as it's deemed to be part of the sukkah, and the essence of the sukkah is kosher, any little piece that protrudes from it, we'll see more about that later, is going to be kosher. That's the din of psal. Psala yoytze min ha-sukkah and didn't get sukkah. So Rashi says that once the sukkah al gabi itztav is a kosher sukkah, so even the part of the sukkah that's not al gabi itztav is going to be kosher as well. But again, the case over here is when you built an achsadra, and the where you put the achsadra was kineged the doifin amtzai. So it's touching the two side walls. It goes against the entire middle wall. So it's zayin al zayin. So it itself now becomes the actual sukkah. Everything else is like the psala yoitz min ha-sukkah. So everything is going to be kosher. I mean, that's sad. What would be if you built that same mitzvah, but instead of putting it kineged the doifin amtzai, you put it along one of the side walls. So the length of the itztabah is going along the length of one of the side walls. The width of the itztabah, the roish of the itztabah, touches a little bit of the doifin amtzai, but most of the doifin amtzai is not touching the itztabah, and the other side wall is completely not touching the doifin amtzai. So really, is not touching the itztabah. So the itztabah is touching one wall completely and a little bit of the doifin amtzai, but it doesn't have three walls. So the halacha is like this: im yesh misfas itztabah lakoisel dal ramis psula. If from the other side wall until the itztabah there's dal ramis, the sukkah is going to be pasul. Pachas miyarba amis. But if there's less than dal ramis, kshera, it's going to be kosher. And the reason it's going to be kosher is, and this is our first introduction to maybe the most famous concept in Masechta Sukkah, it's because of doifin ha'akuma. So what exactly is doifin ha'akuma? Doifin ha'akuma is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. In fact, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, it's one of many halachas l'moshe mi-Sinai that govern the laws of Sukkah. And the din of doifin ha'akuma states the following. And that is, if you have schach pasul, so you have a wall of a Sukkah, it's very hard for the wall to be pasul. But if you have the wall, and then it has schach on top. But the schach is pasul. It's the roof of a house, which is for sure going to be pasul. Right? Schach could very easily be pasul. You have schach pasul. Up until Dalet Amos, it's not a problem. What does that even mean? What it means is we look at that schach as if it's an extension of the wall. It's not the wall, it's the roof. Yeah, we look at the wall as if it's bent. Doifen, wall, akuma, bent. That's what doifen akuma means. So up until four amos is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that says that you're allowed to look at that schach pasul as if it's not schach pasul, but rather as if it's part of the wall. If it's part of the wall, so it's not a problem. So ordinarily, schach pasul would be an issue. But if the schach pasul is adjacent to the wall, so now you could say doifen akuma, it's not schach, it's wall, it's kosher, right? Your house wall can be a kosher wall, but your house roof can't be kosher schach. So if I can look at it as being a continuation of the wall, so in that case, it's going to be okay. So says the Gemara, the same would be in this case. If I have a sukkah that's gevoy l'may l'may asher mam, that's a problem. That schach is not going to be kosher schach. Now the schach is not inherently possible, but the reality is, if that's my schach, I have a problem, because now when I measure floor to ceiling, I'm yoyse mi-asher mam. But up until Dalet Amos, I'm always allowed to invoke the principle of doifin akuma. So says the Gemara very geshmak. If I have an itztabah, the itztabah zayin tvachim al zayin tvachim. What's the problem with the itztabah? It's not attached to all three of the walls. So if it's within Dalet Amos of the third wall, so I can use doifin akuma. Doifin akuma says the schach that is on top of the sukkah is really part of the wall. Up until four amos, I can use it. So as long as the itztabah meets the other wall within four amos, so then we look at the doifin as being the schach, because that's what doifin akuma allows me to do. The schach now becomes part of the doifin, and if that's the case, I can measure from there down until the itztabah, and I'm going to end up having my itztabah, which is the floor of the sukkah, and I'm going to have the proper three walls. So l'chura, that's the halach. So you're telling me basically doifin akuma, right? That's all the Gemara just said. My kamashmalon, damrina doifin akuma tonino. It's a mishnah. Meaning we don't need Rav Ashi's base medrash to tell me the halach of doifin akuma. It's a mishnah. Where's the mishnah? Baichin nifchas. If there was a house where the roof of the house caved in, pesikachag above, and you put schach on top, im yesh menakoyz l'sikuch dalad ames psula. If from where the schach is until the wall is, this Dalet Amos, it's going to be possible. Less than Dalet Amos, it's going to be kosher. And what's the reason? Because you say Doifin Akuma. See, we know the halacha of Doifin Akuma. I don't need Rav Ashi's base medrash to tell me Doifin Akuma. This is something I already know. So the Gemara says, true, but Ma'al Dutema, I would have thought, Hasam with the Chazi L'Doifin. Maybe the only time you say Doifin Akuma is over there, where the wall wasn't Yosem Yasser Mama. Over here, the wall was more than 20 amas tall. So I would have thought that being that it's more than 20 amas, maybe you don't say doifin akuma. Kamash one day you say doifin akuma. Meaning the classic case of doifin akuma is where the wall is a good shear. Over here, the wall's too tall. And because the wall is too tall, so you would have thought you don't say Daif and Akuma. So you're right. The Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi wasn't introducing the idea of Daif and Akuma. They weren't being Mechadish, drum roll, there's something called Daif and Akuma. That predated Rav Ashi. That goes all the way back to Moshe Kibel Tayr Misina Misar Liyashua. It's a Lachal Moshe Misina Daif and Akuma. It's a Mishnah Daif and Akuma. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's team worked on Daif and Akuma. Rav Ashi's team was working on the Gemara, not the Mishnah. They didn't have to tell me Daif and Akuma. But you know what they were telling me? A Sifkotna Daif and Akuma. That you would have thought Daif and Akuma only works if you have a proper wall. What if the wall is Yosem Yeser Mama? Maybe you don't say Daif and Akuma. That was the Kamash one. Similar Allah, Isakavai Michaf Ammo. What if the Sukkah again was Yosem Yasser Ammo? Uvana Itztaba. And you built an Itztaba? Be'emtzi Isa. Smack in the middle of the Sukkah. So in the first case, where did you do it? It was touching all three walls. In the second case, it was touching the side wall, a little bit of the middle wall. Here it's touching no walls. It's smack in the middle of the Sukkah. So what's the Allah? Im Yesh Misfas Itztaba Lodayfan Arba Amis Lachal Ruach Veruach. If the distance between the Itztaba and each one of the walls is 4 amas, Psula, it's going to be possible. Pachas Me Arba Amis. If it's less than 4 amas, Ksheir, it's going to be kosher. Why? Dayfan Akuma. My Kamash one faith the Gemara. I'm reading Daif and Akuma. I know Ach. You just said you say Daif and Akuma. So the Gemara says, not Mal Dotei. I would have thought Daif and Akuma Ruach Achas Amrina. Maybe the only time you say Daif and Akuma is for one wall. Aval Kol Ruach Ruach Loi. But to say Daif and Akuma for two walls, maybe not. Kamash one, you could say Daif and Akuma even for four walls. Now the Rishonim speak out that the truth is from the Mishnah that the Gemara brought a few lines ago, you see already that you say Daif and Akuma by all four walls. Bayis in Nifchas V'Sip Gechal Gabav. A bayis that caved in, the roof caved in, and you put Schach on top. The halach is, if there's less than 4 amas, Daif and Akuma. And that Mishnah is talking about, even if it's on all 4 sides. So truth is, on the previous Mishnah, you already saw you say Daif and Akuma even on 4 sides. But the Rishonim say, that was talking about where the wall was a regular wall. Here we're talking about where the wall was Yosem Yasser Mama. So Kamashmon, that you say Daif and Akuma by a wall that's Yosem Yasser Mama. And here's the next Chiddush, that you even say Daif and Akuma, where it's Yosem Yasser Mama, for all 4 walls. In other words, there's like 3 levels of Daif and Akuma. You have Daif and Akuma, we have a proper wall. That's a Mishnah. Then you have Daif and Akuma where the wall is Yosem Yasser Mama. That's Rav Ashi's Beis Medrash. And then you have Daif and Akuma where it's Yosem Yasser Mama, where it's even more than one wall. Even all 4 walls. Doesn't matter. You wouldn't need 4 walls. You only need 3. But even then, the halacha is that you would say Daif and Akuma. Another halacha. And this is halacha where you don't say Daif and Akuma. What would be if the wall is less than 10 tefachim? Which is a problem. The walls can't be more than Yasser Mama. Can't be less than 10 tefachim. The chakakba. So now, if you raise the platform, you're working against yourself. So what would you have to do in order to make this kosher? You would have to dig lower. Either make the wall bigger, or you can dig lower. So the person dug. To be mashlimit. So let's say the wall was 6 tefachim, so he dug 4 tefachim. It's like this, now he has his 10 tefachim. Im yesh misfas chakak ulakoysel gimel tefachim. If the ditch is within 3 tefachim from the wall, psula, it's going to be pasul. Pachis mishloisha tefachim, if however it's within 3 tefachim, ksheira, then the halacha is it's going to be kasha. So what's the halacha? You have a wall that's less than 10 tefachim, so you're going to dig a ditch to make a lower. Problem is you couldn't match it perfectly. The ditch wasn't literally under the wall. It's a little to the side. So if it's 3 tefachim, it's a problem. If it's within 3 tefachim, it's going to be kasha. What's the reason? So Rashi says, and this is the first time we're introduced to this concept, this will repeat itself. Kilavud. This is based on the halacha l'moish misinai, says Rashi, of lavud. What's lavud? That if you have something that that's within 3 tefachim of something else, it's if the two things are combined. So if the chakak, the ditch, is within 3 tefachim of the kaisel, the wall, so it's as if they're attached to each other. So together they make up the 10 tefachim. If, however, it's more than 3 tefachim away, so then they're not attached, then it's going to be a problem. So in the previous Gemara, where we had the wall, and we're trying to marry it to the Itztaba, so what was the shear? Dalet Amos. Over here, what's the shear? 3 tefachim. So the Gemara asks the Kashan, Meishnah Hasam the Amrit Pachas Me Arba Amos, Meishnah Hasam the Amrit Pachas Me Shloisha Tefachim. How come in the previous Gemara, the magic number is 4 Amos, and here the magic number is 3 tefachim, much, 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 much smaller. So the Gemara says, Amirid the Galandis. Hasam over there, the Isay Ledoifin, Pachas Me Arba Amosagi. Over there, you have the wall. Being that you have the wall, you can say Daif and Akuma. Hacha, you don't have a wall. Because what you have is less than 10 tefachim. So the Leshavya the Daif. Over here, what we need to do is we need to create the wall. By merging the ditch and the wall, you're going to create the kasha wall. Pachas Mishloisha tefachim in. So therefore, if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's going to be okay. Eloi, Eloi, if not, it's not going to be okay. This is a very important point, and I think it's worth stopping for 1 second because it's going to go into the gut of some of the Gemaras we're going to learn. It's simple, but profound at the same time. A sukkah shigavoy l'mayel mi'esr mamas pasul. a sukkah that's lemata me'asara tefachim is possible. Now, if you ask the man on the street, he would tell you, it's very simple. Right? How do you make a synopsis of the Mishnah? The wall of a sukkah has to be no less than 10 tefachim, no more than 20 amas. It's a mistake. It's not true. There's a fundamental difference between a doifin that's less than 10 tefachim and between a doifin that's lemayla me'asar mamo. The reason a wall has to be 10 tefachim is because if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a wall. It's not a wall of mesechtes sukkah. It's not a wall of mesechtes Shabbos. It's not a wall of mesechtes Erevin. It's not a wall of mesechtes Kalayim. It's not a mechitza. It's nit kein doifin. It's not a mechitza. Chatzitzin, mechitzin, and shiurim are halacha l'moishim yisinai. In order for something to be a mechitza, it has to be 10 tefachim. It's not a wall. It's like, for example, when you learn mesechtes Shabbos, and there's something called a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, Malkin Ptor. What's a Rishus HaYachid? An area that's surrounded by 3 mechitzas. What's the definition of a mechitza? It has to be 10 tefachim. That is what a mechitza is. A sukkah has to have 3 mechitzas. As a result, it has to be 10 tefachim, because that's what a wall is. A wall has to be made up, a dira has to be made up of mechitzas. A sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasr mama, that's possible, is not possible because if the wall is more than 20 amas, it's not a wall. A wall that's more than 20 amas is, of course, a wall could be 1,000 amas. It's still going to be a wall. If you're in a Rishus HaYachid and you have these monster walls, it's Yoisim Yasser Mam, and you're in a Rishus HaYachid, of course, it's considered a mechitza in Hilchas Kalayim, in Hilchas Erev, in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Sukkah, Sukkah Shigavoy, Lamayim Yasser Mam is Psula. Why? And that was the first Sukkah in the Gemara. Laman Yedu, Sukkah Tiyo Litzel, Zanadir Saroy, it's a little Shatar Negoylam if it's too small. For different reasons. In fact, if you would take Karim and Kastis and you would take all these things, you build an Itztaba, even though the wall is still Yoisim Yasser Mamma, it would be kosher. The reason is because the wall is not the problem. It's a Zaitika problem. There's a problem. But here's the punchline. The punchline is a sukkah that has a wall, She'ena Gvay Asara Tfachim, is not a wall. A sukkah that has a wall that's Gvay Yoisim Yasser Mamma is a wall. In order to say Doifin Akuma, you need to wake up in the morning with a wall. A wall, by definition, is 10 tefachim. So if the wall is gevoy yoisim yasser mamo, even though it's a problem, but it's a doifin, being that it's a doifin, I could say doifin akumo. So if it's within 4 amis of the sukkah that I'm trying to get to, the itztaba, whatever the case is, so it's going to be okay. But if it's in a gevoy yasser tefachim, it's not a wall. It's not a wall. How can I say doifin akumo? So first I need to make a wall. How do I make a wall? Through lavud. Oh, once I have lavud, lavud is a whole different thing. It has nothing to do with walls. Doifin akuma is doifin akuma. It starts off as a wall. Lavud is just is a halacha that transcends halachas mechitzas. It's a din that relates to kol ha'Torah kula, where two things that are within 3 tefachim each other can be viewed as if they merge. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. Hoysuk by me'asr mama, not halacha. What if the sukkah is yoysa me'asr mama? Ubana ba'amud. And you built a, not an itztaba, but an amud. So it's very similar. Itztaba is a platform. An amud is a pillar. The difference is the amud has more height. So it was atzara tefachim. So basically, very similar to the case of the itztaba. But in this case, there was also 10 tefachim of height. That's the difference. So the difference is it was zayin tefachim al zayin tefachim, and it even was 10 tefachim tefal. The yesh bay hechshasuk, meaning it's zayin tefachim al zayin tefachim. So everybody, lemeim, as Abayim wanted to say, good hasik mechitzta. You could say good hasik mechitzis, and this is going to be kosher. Amale Rava. So Rava said, "Beina mechitzas anikaros v'leka." Rava said that you need mechitzas anikaros, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. So, what's the halacha of good asik mechitzas? Good asik mechitzas is a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that if you have a mechitza, the halacha is that mechitza, even though physically doesn't go beyond the height of the mechitza, but halachically it's oila adla rakia. That's the halacha of good asik mechitzas. That if you have a wall, the mechitza is oil adorakia. So let's say the mechitza is 10 tefachim tall. It's 10 amos tall. So the height of the mechitza is what it is. But in halacha, we view it as it goes all the way up to the shamayim. It's negei hilchas Shabbos, hilchas Erevin. But that's the halacha of good asik mechitzas. Why is that true? Halacha l'moshe misinai. But the idea is good asik mechitzas. So Abaye came and he said a super duper lomdus. He said, what would be if you have a sukkah that's gevoy l'may l'mayasr mama? So it's a problem. You build an amud that has 4 mechitzas. It's a pillar. The pillar itself is zayin al zayin. It's the size of a sukkah. And it has on the 4 sides 4 mechitzas. The side walls of the pillar is considered a mechitza in halacha. So Abaye said, what's the problem with this? The problem is I don't have schach. I don't really have walls either. So Abaye says, I can work it all out. Good asik mechitzas. Being that it's 10 tefachim, so it's a mechitza. Once it's a mechitza, good asik mechitzas. I can extend the mechitza. Mechitza is going to go all the way up to the schach. Now I have everything. I have Zayin al Zayin. I have walls. And I even have the schach. Abai, you don't have walls. Yes, I do. Good astik mechitzas. I hear. You don't have schach. Yeah, well, once I have walls, I have schach, because the wall goes all the way up to the schach. It's Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim. So Abai said, this is not the sukkah you usually see in the picture books, but it's a sukkah, Abai said. I was able to technically make a sukkah. I checked off every single box. I have walls, I have schach, I have Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim. It should work. Amalei Rava. So Rava told him, Abai, be'ina mechitzas zanikaris v'leka. You need walls that you can see that actually look like walls. It doesn't look like walls. I mean, it doesn't look like walls. It's not going to be okay. This sounds awfully similar to the Machlekes Abai of Rava that we had earlier in the Gemara. We had the sukkah that was exactly Asara Tfachim, this hutzim that are hanging into the sukkah, but it's Hamasim Ruba Mitzilas. Rabbi said, I checked off all the boxes. Rava said, you checked off all the boxes, but it's a Diras Ruch, it's a Fashtunkin Adira. Abai, you checked off all the boxes, but this is not a sukkah. I mean, Zeichel Anani are covered. Sukkah's mamish. You need mechitzas hanikaras. You see, in Hilchas Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas hanikaras. Hilchas Erevin, you don't need mechitzas hanikaras. Good ask mechitzas works. But this isn't just about mechitzas. This is about adira. This is the punchline. The punchline is, we're going to learn a lot about mechitzas in sukkah, but the mechitzas just the hechatimtza to have adira. You can't have adira without mechitzas. Shabbos, it's about a mechitza. Erevin, it's about a mechitza. Kalayim is about a mechitza. Sukkah is about adira. Adira needs mechitzas. But even after all the mechitzas, sometimes the sum is not the, it doesn't equal all the parts, right? Sometimes it doesn't add up. So over here, you can have all the parts, but it doesn't equal the end product, which is what you're trying to establish, which is a dira. Another halacha. Nuts. Arba kundes. So what if somebody would stick four poles? Vesika chal gabon, and he would put schach on top of it. Rabbi Yaakov said it's kosher. Chom say it's going to be possible. So someone took four poles. And he put schach on top of it. Machlekes Tanum. Rav Yehuda said it's kosher. The Chacham said it's possible. Amar Rav Huna said machlekes asvasig. Machlekes is where he did this at the edge of a roof. Meaning he went on top of his house. On the roof, four corners of his roof, he put four poles. And then he put schach. Rav Yaakov holds. I'm going to go ask mechitza. The reason it works is, meaning, why shouldn't it work? There's no walls. That's a good reason. Rabbi Yaakov says it works. You know why? Because the walls of the house, good ask mechitzas work. And Rashi says, here there's no problem with mechitzas hanikaris. Even Rava would agree it works. Because even though on top, when you're on the roof, you're on your rooftop sukkah, you don't see the mechitzas, but the mechitzas coming from a wall. The walls of the house are mechitzas anikaras, and that's enough for it to be mechitzas anikaras. In contrast to Abai and Rava's case, where it was a pillar, there's no mechitzas anikara anywhere. But the point is according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's going to work because of God asking mechitzas. Rabbi Nasav, you got asking mechitzas, that it doesn't work. Aval ba'emtza hagag, what would be if you put this in the middle of your roof? Everyone's going to hold this puzzle. Because over here, you don't have God asking mechitzas. If it's in the middle of the roof, there's no way in the world it's going to be kosher. Yeah, you don't have a wall. Rav Nachman, he said ba'emtza hagag, machlokes is going to be, even if it's in the middle of the roof. So what's Pashav Shah? How could Yaakov say it's kosher? You have four poles. You need walls. So where's your walls? So Rashi says it's talking about where the pole was thick enough that it's at least a tefach by a tefach. So if you would chisel out the pole, you would have a tefach going east to west, and you would have a tefach going south to north. And a tefach, Rabbi Yaakov holds, is enough for the shear of a wall. Chum say a wall has to be probably Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim. That's the shir of a sukkah. But Rabbi Yaakov holds a tefach a tefach. In other words, according to Rav Huna, the machlokes is where the sukkah was al svas agag, and the Rabbi Yaakov is coming from gurasuk mechitzas. Meaning he agrees a wall has to be a proper wall. It has to be the shir of a sukkah. Zayin al Zayin, vav, dal rabbis, whatever the shir of a sukkah is. According to Rav Nachman, it's a whole different Rabbi Yaakov. It's not a halach in gurasuk mechitzas. It's a halach in what the minimum shir of a sukkah is. Sok tomar ibayulahu. When Rav Nachman said the machloikis is beemtza gag, machloikis aval asfas agav diri akol ksheru. Did he mean to say the machloikis is only if it's in the middle of the gag? But if it would be on the side of the gag, everyone holds kosher. Because according to Rav Nachman, everybody holds gurasuk mechitzas. Oydum a beemizu beemizu machloikis. Maybe Rav Nachman was saying, no, I agree the machloikis is asfas agag. The machloikis is also beemtza gag because maybe the chachamim hold that you need a regular shir, so beemtza gag it's going to be a problem, and maybe the Chacham don't hold of good asking mechitzas either. The Gemara says, Teiku, for that we're going to have to wait. El fel yo anovel yo atishbi. Meisfeit. The Gemara asks a kasha. So again, we have machloikis, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, machloikis amayram. How to understand the machloikis, Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim, which is a machloikis tanah. Faith the Gemara, not stalin kadesa bars. If somebody stuck four poles in the ground, the punchline of this braisa is oretz. It's the ground. V'stikech al gabon. He puts schach on top of Rabbi Yaakov machsher. The Chachamim points. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. The Chachamim say it's possible. Now notice, what's the difference between the two brises? Right. Every time the Gemara says a tashma meisve, it's always We're asking a kasha from the way an Amora understood one brisa from another brisa, because different brises had different eschoys, like we spoke about in Daf Gimel in the introduction to Talmud Bavli, right? So we spoke about that. So there's always different nuances. So the first brisa said Nats Arba Kundesin. It just said Arba Kundesin. The second brisa said Nats Arba Kundesin Ba'aretz. You see, the Aretz is the whole difference, because Nats Arba Kundesin, Rav Huna said, it means on the edge of a roof. Maybe, I don't know, doesn't say. So maybe it means Asfas Agag. But here it says Ba'aretz. It's clearly not Asfas Agag. Sok to Gemara, Ba'aretz, the Ke'em Tzagag Domi. The Aretz is like the middle of the roof. Why? There's no good Asik Mechitzis in the Aretz. The Kamachsh Rav Yaakov, you see Rav Yaakov said it's kosher. So what do you see? Rav Yaakov has nothing to do with good Asik Mechitzis. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, Tiyufta, checkmate Rav Huna. Va'oy de Gemara says, maybe we can ask another kasha on Rav Huna, meaning let's pile on. We already knocked out Rav Huna, but the Gemara says, maybe there's this double Tiyufta on Rav Huna. Be'emtza hu de pliki, al v'sfas agag de v'yakol k'sher. It sounds like the Machlokes is only Be'emtza, only Ba'aretz. But if it be al v'sfas agag, sounds like everybody would hold his kasha, because otherwise, maybe they should have said, they're arguing even al v'sfas agag. Is that a right that the halach is not like Rav Huna? Twice? Meaning, is it like a double checkmate? Number one checkmate, you see for sure that not exclusively arguing Asfas Agag, because you see they're arguing Ba'aretz, which is similar to Be'emtza Agag. But maybe you also see that they're Lehedya not arguing Asfas Agag, because if they're arguing Asfas Agag, you should have mentioned Asfas Agag. Amad Chav Rav Huna, Huna is going to tell you, please give Be'emtza Agag, but then Asfas Agag. Maybe they're arguing Be'emtza Agag, and they're arguing Asfas Agag. Aye, v'hai tukam ilfa ki Be'emtza Agag. So why were they arguing Dafke Be'emtza Agag? Lo yidiyecha geichet Rabbi Yaakov, to teach me Rabbi Yaakov's halacha, that fil Be'emtza Agag nami machshir, that even Be'emtza Agag, it's koich that teira odaf, he wanted to say Rabbi Yaakov. Again, the brises were not as wordy as we would have liked them sometimes to be. And therefore, the brises said it, Be'emtzagag, could have said it, Al-Sfasagag. We had to pick one of the two, and we picked Be'emtzagag to teach me the Koyach Deteir, Rabbi Yaakov Oltz, Kach, Be'emtzagag. But maybe they're also arguing Al-Sfasagag. Maybe there's another machlokes that's going on, and that is whether you say good ask mechitzas or not. Tanu Rabban, just one brise that explains Rabbi Yaakov Shita a little bit. No, it's Abar Kundesim Ba'aretz, Vesika Chagabon. It took four poles into the ground, you put Tzchach on top of it. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov Shita, Rabbi Yaakov Eimer Royan. So Rabbi Yaakov says it works. How does it work? So we said, as long as the tefach on each side, it's going to be okay. Machlik is what Rabbi Yaakov meant, but tiyufta de Rav Huna tiyufta. So Pshat Rabbi Yaakov is, like Rav Nachman said, not Rav Huna, like Rav Nachman said, that we, as long as the tefach on each side, it's going to be okay. So what if it's round? So how do you measure the tefach? So the Gemara just gives us a very simple exercise that we can follow. Ryan. We visualize. Kol she'ilu yechakaku. If you would chisel out this round pole, v'yechalku, and then you would cut out a right angle. V'yeshbem tefach l'kan v'tefach l'kan. You would have a tefach in each direction. Nidoyne mishum diyumet. You'd be able to look at this one pole as if it's a double pole, and it would be okay. If you want to go into this a little bit in more depth, Rashi on the word diyumden sends us and invokes the halacha of pasei birois of the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Erev in fame, but for our purposes, we can go weiter im lab, and if not, any dynamishum diyomid. And if you can't figure out a way to chisel out a full tefach this way, a full tefach that way, it's not okay. Shai Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, diyumde sukkah tefach. The diyumde of a sukkah is tefach. I mean, if you want to use a double post, diyumde just means double, right? Dayoy is double in Latin or Greek. But the point is that you can use this double post as long as you have a tefach this way and a tefach that way. Chachamim say, a tefach is not a kosher wool. Ach yishtayim kilchasam. V'shlishas avilu tefach. It's not going to be kosher unless it's shtayim kilchasam. V'shlishas avilu tefach. You have two proper walls, which is zayin tefachim, a zayin tefachim, and the third wall is a tefach. It's only in that instance it's going to be okay. So the bottom line is, sukkah daf dalid, certainly the latter part of it, the daf dalid part of it, we started really daf gimel amud beis, but the daf dalid part of it was a bunch of piskei shmuois shel kol b'nei ha-yeshiva shayu b'medrashay shel ravashi, and a whole bunch of different halachos as it relates to dinei sukkah, which as we saw tied into so many of the very important ideas that underpin Masechtas Sukkah, from Doif and Akuma to Lavud, to what the shear of the wall of a sukkah has to be. And as we mentioned, it's really an overview of topics that are, Emetz Hashem, going to be discussed in greater detail.